welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I'm your host, Short Nerdy Guy, and as always, recording off of an iPad and some Beats Studio headphones. Also, you're probably asking yourself, why is I speak English? Why am I getting a podcast on Saturday night, not Friday night? Well, funny story. I thought it was Thursday yesterday, and realized it was Friday. I thought it was Thursday, but at the same time, I knew that I needed to go to bed early because I needed to go to work the next day, which then triggered my mind to go, "Oh crap! It is actually Friday," and should have recorded my podcast. Well, I apologize first of all. Secondly, I thank you for listening today. And this is, you'll get a special treat either on Saturday night or Sunday morning. Whenever you listen to this, I thank you for listening and, all the other stuff. Also, people in the States, did we not get we got something great that we found out today, and it was amazing, because we had been at this, I think, for almost not two weeks, it felt like 2 weeks, but we got to the third, and then once the third was happening that night, stuff seemed a little bit dire. Then, all of a sudden, stuff started changing over the next 4 days. And then it resided, it fell on two states. Then it turned out to be another state surprised us. And then around 10:30, 11 o'clock this morning, we found out that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is going to be our president and vice president. And not only are we going to, have a better step towards a brighter future with hard work along the way. It's going to be hard work for the next 4 years for us. Because, we're still in the States. We're still in a pandemic. A lot of people are suffering from, whether it be, money, food, jobs, other sicknesses, loss. But there's a lot of loss that is being not remedied, but can finally mourn in a better place now that we know what our future is going to hold. Does it suck that we have to mourn these people, that families will have one less at the dinner table, have one less person for Christmas, New Year's, and so on and so forth? Yes, it very much does suck. But at the same time, we are going to be able to now slowly start to heal from that. But at the same time, remember that this could have been prevented a long time ago. But it wasn't. Because we had someone that was not paying attention. Not paying attention, just didn't care. Someone that just was out for himself, and then had everyone else out for themselves. And, it sucks. It sucks, but at the same time, I never lost hope. And I know a lot of other people didn't lose hope. And I know that it looked dangerous for a while. And it feels like, and it's probably going to still feel like that for the rest of this year, but it felt like we had gone through several years. Like 4 years is not a long time, but 4 years turned from this, 4 years seem like it's been fucking 10 years. When actually it's, you know, it hasn't been that long. But we are now in a place that we will each day. And we're at, also, the bad stuff's not over. There's still a fight that we have to get through. It's like in, you know, Lord of the Rings, where at the end of Two Towers, we're thinking we're going to die, and then all of a sudden we see Gandalf on the top of the mountain, and then we see the Rohan next to him, and then they just, you know, come burrowing down the mountain and running through all the Orichai and everything. And, you know, that day is won, but Gandalf says that the day is won, but we still have much to battle and much to fight in order to save the world of men, which we do. We have, you know, we have a lot to still fight for. But if we continually celebrate the small victories, we'll get through this together. So, you know, it's a great day. It's a great day for today, but we still have to get prepared for the rest and continue to fight the good fight that is coming. But now that that political stuff is out the way, and me almost losing it, PlayStation and Xbox are coming out, if you had pre-ordered one in the States when the pre-orders happened, and were able to get one when they happened. Shit's coming this week. Like, the 10th is on a Tuesday, and then the 12th is on a Thursday. And so, it's starting to hit me now, because I was like, yeah, you know, I saved money, I planned, I scripted and scramped and saved. This was like a birthday plan for me, because, you know, shit was not really good in August. And so, you know, I was, all right, I'm going to save some money, and I'm going to get both. And I was able to get both, but now that it is this week coming up, my mind's like, ooh, maybe not do that again. You know, I mean, I have the money, but at the same time, you know, we're, you know, it's not an ideal thing to do right now, but at the same time, I'm thankful that I'm able to do this. And I'm thankful that I was able to still have a job, and in order get some help, and still able to keep the job with the minimal hours that I had. But I'm thankful that I had help, from a job and from unemployment. And now that I'm, you know, considered working back full time, I don't need the unemployment. And with the scrimping and scramping and the saving and planning, I was able to do this without, you know, going broke again. So it's an exciting time, but at the same time, it's still a nervous time. But I am ready to play Miles Morales and be able to eventually play Cyberpunk, because Cyberpunk was supposed to be, I believe, it said the 19th, so I believe Cyberpunk was supposed to come out on the following Tuesday. So, but it's going to be December something, so, yeah. Anyways, let's get to some nerdy stuff, because, boy, this week has been long. Let's. There are rumors that Wally West is the Flash in Pattinson's Batman universe. Now, does that sound awesome? Yes, of course. Do we need a glimpse of Wally West's Flash in the Pattinson universe? No, not right now. Can we first establish this Batman? And then, let's work on... Then we'll eventually work on the other heroes showing up in this universe. Okay? If you continually try to shove a bunch of superheroes into a restarted heroes universe, it's not going to work. Stop it, DZ. You're doing too much already again. Let's do this Batman first. Let's establish him first. And then we'll start talking about other stuff. If you want to give hints, like Marvel does in their TV shows, then, do that. But let's not, let's not do that right now. Okay, DC, if you're listening, let's not do that. Let's see here. The Marvel Legends Spider-Man from the animated Spider-Man cartoon, the original one from the 90s. There's more people coming, as you've probably already seen on like YouTube and other nerdy sites. We're getting a J. Jonas Jameson 6-inch retro action figure. We're getting a Black Cat. And then we're getting like a Cyber Spider-Man. Which, if you Google, he looks ridiculous, but at the same time, it's pretty awesome. So, look out for those. I believe either in the middle of December or the beginning of January. So, look out for those. Speaking of DC Comics, DC Comics is talking about forgetting the next event, the Future Forward event. They're talking about only concentrating on one universe. And they're thinking about getting rid of the multiverse. Which, in my opinion, I think they're trying to say, hey, we have expanded this universe too wide, and we can't keep everything together. We can't keep all these storylines together. So, we concentrate on one universe first, and then maybe expand outward. Which, I mean, alright, but at the same time, you've kind of opened yourself up to when you did New 52, and then all of a sudden, at the end of New 52, you're all of a sudden, like, showing this pocket universe where all the 90s superheroes were, and then we made Rebirth. So, you're kind of, like, trying to fix one mistake by making something new, but now you don't want to pay attention to that new thing because that new thing is connected to a bigger thing, and then it's connected to a bigger thing, and now you can't necessarily hold on and keep track of that entire bigger thing in order to still connect everything. If that made sense. If that didn't make sense, good. We're all on the same page about DC Comics and their universes. Excuse me, I'm going to drink something real quick. So that's what that's going on. And plus, in the Future Forward Superman comic books, I think there's going to be too many... One, there's going to be too many Superman comic books, which there always is. Two, there's going to be several different new writers and several different new artists on each book, which already tells me that you can't nail down one artist and one writer for each title that's coming out. Is that a problem? Not really, but at the same time, when you're reading our first 10 issues of one series, you kind of want to, and in my opinion, you kind of want to, stick with one artist and, stick with one writer. Because clearly, that didn't really work with The Last Jedi. Because you had one director and one writer. making Force Awakens, and then all of a sudden we get The Last Jedi with a new director and a new writer, and then, you know, you know how that worked. So, will it work? Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see when that comes up. Let's see here. People are, again, here's another thing that I'm talking about in DC's live action should kind of cool it, is people are asking the question, where Damian Wayne should be, in what live action movie or show should he appear in? Again, let's cool it, DC. Okay? We've already got Titans, where we got, you know, we got Nightwing, and now we got Red Hood. Let's concentrate on Red Hood. Let's concentrate on Dick becoming more of a better Nightwing. And then, you know, don't even worry about Damian, because we still got to bring in Tim. So let's concentrate on those three first, and then bring in Damian. And also, again, let's not bring Damian into the movie universe either, because you still got to go down that line. If we're talking Ben Affleck universe, we got to get Damian in as Robin. Red Hood needs to show up as Red Hood in Affleck's universe. He can't show up in Pattinson's universe because Pattinson is in his second year. He hasn't even gotten through Dick Grayson first. So let's cool it on one and where Damian Wayne should show up in. Okay. Speaking of live action DC Universe stuff, there also again is rumor. There's a lot of rumors going around with these new DC movies that Brandon Routh Brandon Routh's Superman may show up in Flashpoint's movie. Again, that's awesome because Brandon Routh is a great Superman. He was great as Kingdom Come Superman in the Smallville universe, or the Arrow universe. But at the same time, we're trying to establish a Flash character. We already have two Batman that supposedly are supposed to appear in this movie. Let's work out those stories first. And then let's start talking about how we can add in other heroes into this movie. So, DC is just throwing people in to make people come to the movie theaters. And that's not how you should do your movies, DC. You should ease in with the characters. Not all at once, all of a sudden. No, ease in. Okay. That is my soapbox about DC movies and television. Thank you for showing up for my TED Talks. And then one last thing. There's a Eternals picture. It's a print, essentially. It's a promotional print of the Eternals, like all the Eternals, showing up on Instagram search feed. If you use Instagram and you go to the magnifying glass and you hit it, it will allow you to like search, like it'll have this grid of just like the top searched Instagram pictures, you know, between it goes with your algorithm's feed. So if you follow a lot of toy collectors, wrestlers, movies, it's going to show a lot of toy collectors, top pictures, a lot of movie news, a lot of like wrestling news. And as I was looking through my search feed, it showed me somewhere overseas, it showed me a picture, a promotional picture of all the Eternals in their costumes in a picture. And it wasn't color, it was more warm colors, so it was like more beige and dark browns. So I didn't get to see the costumes in there, each colors, but the picture looks dope. You can go look it up because it's already hit the interwebs now. So, yeah, I believe that is it for this week. Again, sorry for this coming out a little late. We all know in the States, some shit's been crazy for a while. But we're going to get through it. And people that are listening to this were in other countries or overseas or wherever, I hope you all are doing well and being safe. I hope you all, your families are safe. If you're in another, people in London, if I have listeners in London, in England essentially too, I hope you guys stay safe. Be careful in this second lockdown. You know, wash your hands, wear a mask, and protect one another. And I thank everyone else for listening. And that goes over you too, England. I thank you for listening. Be safe out there. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Be kind to one another. And have a great rest of the weekend. Bye, guys.